Proverbs 3:17 says, "The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart." You know, there are some kinds of prayers that when you pray them, you start to see something happen almost immediately. Not always in the ways that we expect, but you definitely notice some movement, right? And I found that this happens a lot with prayers around character, the kind of prayers where you're asking God to work on you. Let me share one little moment. I remember one day I was praying and just saying, "God, please take away anything in me that doesn't look like you. Anything that doesn't align with who you are, just take it away." I wasn't pointing at anything in particular, because sometimes those things hide and they come out when you least expect. But I prayed that prayer with so much sincerity. The very next day, note that I say that these things happen almost immediately, I was in a group setting, we're having a conversation, and suddenly, boom, things just went left. People were misunderstanding each other, talking over each other, and it got really intense. And it was like I left the room mentally. I just kept watching everyone, almost like I was at the movies. I was watching their mouth and their faces move one at a time. And even when someone twisted something I had said, I didn't respond. I didn't feel the need to defend myself in that moment. And that was very strange. But then on my way home, all the emotions started creeping in. It was like my humanity just kicked in. And you know that delayed reaction where you say, "Wait, was that person actually referring to me? Or were they referring to somebody else? Or am I just overthinking this whole thing?" And before I knew it, I started replaying everything in my head, and I was getting upset. And that's when I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me. "Didn't you ask me to take away anything in you that doesn't reflect me? I'm doing that, so why are you upset?" And that hit me. Because the truth is, sometimes God answers our prayers by allowing us to be in situations that reveal what is really inside. And not to embarrass us, but to shape us. To show us that, hey, here is something that I want to work on. And we're very quick to say, "Oh, it's the other person. This other person triggered me. They started it." But sometimes it's not about them. It's about how we react. And if we've truly said to God, "God, I want to look like you," then he's going to give us opportunities to look like him. And sometimes it's uncomfortable, but it's very necessary. And that moment taught me that God is actually listening. And he doesn't waste time when we give him the permission to work in us. He will take us seriously. He will take you seriously. And the truth is, in another situation, I might respond differently. Maybe next time I'll speak up and I'll still do it in a way that is Christ-like. But in that moment, I believe God was using the silence to show me something deeper. So instead of focusing on what was done or said to me, I started focusing on what God was trying to do in me. And that shift in perspective brought me so much peace. Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." My prayer is that God will align our hearts fully with his, and that as we continue to fix our eyes on him, we'll be transformed from the inside out, and we become a living reflection of his glory and his grace. Father, we ask that you would shape us and empower us and refine us, continue to refine us until we walk boldly in your character and be all that you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful week ahead, and God bless you.